Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
Boy, I'll tell you, it ain't easy raising money these days. People have a lot on their plates. Lucky for you, Blue and Gold has the answer. Our bacon, sausage, and chicken are so good, folks will join the Clean Plate Club and come back asking for more. We help local youth organizations raise $3.4 million every year with famously flavorful Oklahoma products. Visit blueandgoldsausage.com to support these worthwhile efforts in your community. Giving never tasted so good.
We're starting to see some data here in the new year for our cattle and beef trade. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, for example, we now have November beef export numbers from USDA and the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Those numbers came to us this last week.
We got new trade data last week, and that's one of the first pieces of new information we've gotten this year. It is for November's data. There's a couple-month lag in getting that data. We continue the trend of exports being down. At least November was down, and for the whole year was about equal to the year before. Imports are up, and both of those are things you would expect given the high price of beef in the U.S. And as well as the decreased production that we had in 2014.
Dr. Peel says one of the important markets out there for U.S. beef year in and year out has been the Canadian market.
You know, in Canada, it's one of our biggest export markets, has been for many years. It's also one of our biggest sources of beef imports, and it's an important source of cattle imports. So we've got this very integrated flow of products with Canada. There's several reasons or several factors that drive our trade with Canada. We do both import and export, but of course it's different products in many cases. Preferences are slightly different, and so what the market's trying to do with both imports and exports is match up preferences and product mixes in the two countries. Another important factor with Canada is the fact that we share a very long east-west border with them, and it's very expensive in both countries to ship product east and west. It's actually much more efficient for both industries or both countries if we ship product north and south.
Canada on the north, our south border, obviously the Mexican market, another important ongoing U.S. market for our beef industry.
You know, the Mexican trade situation with the U.S. has continued to evolve over time. For many, many years, Mexico has been a source of feeder cattle imports into the U.S. For about 20 years, Mexico has been a major beef export market for the U.S. And more recently, in the last 5 years or so, Mexico has emerged as a major source of beef imports into the U.S. So it's evolved over time, adding more complexities to the trade relationship. But Mexico is much like Canada now, and really across the three countries, we have a very integrated market situation where we're all trading and both importing and exporting from each other to really maximize value in the marketplace.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel. Of course, the bone of contention between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico when it comes to beef, country of origin labeling here in this country, it's been ruled trade distorting by the WTO. Final ruling on that may come before the end of this year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.